sorry, somebody else.
That's okay. I was just going to make a practical application. Say in the breaking of the bread, why do we give out me hymns? They're appropriate for Wednesday night or midweek meeting or ministry meeting. But why would I be occupied with myself? I'm just saying that. I'm not finding fault with anybody. But it's him, isn't it? It's his work. His work, his person, his beauty. It's not my sins and my blessing, as wonderful as those things are. But it's him. I've just added to what Mark said.
I was also thinking that the many questions that are being asked of him by the Pharisees were intended to trip him up and to cause him to lose confidence and faith in what had happened. But the converse happens. Every question intensifies for this man the assurance of what took place, and not only that, but the greatness of the person who's done it. So that first of all, he gives the testimony, and it is our responsibility, to whatever measure of light we have of Christ, that we have to give evident testimony to the same. So all he knew at that moment was a man called Jesus. And that was enough. I think it reminds us of the scripture in 1 Peter 3:15, being ready at all times to give an answer to the hope that is within us. So here is a man who knew enough to speak of Jesus. But then as he moves on, as the questions intensify, there is a greater sense of apprehension in his soul. Little did the Pharisees realize that what was happening for this man is that his soul was being solidified in the reality of the greatness of the one he had come in contact with.
So just perhaps in that connection, we could move on to verse 24, where this continues to develop. And we see that the Pharisees want to change the man's perspective. I believe we can look at this phrase, give God the glory, or give God the praise, is possibly even a direction to this man. That the Pharisees, being the religious leaders, are saying, here's how you can glorify God. By agreeing with us, this man must be a sinner. You will give glory to God when you repeat after us, this man is a sinner. And they felt that they were secure in this assessment because he had broken the Sabbath in their view of how the Sabbath ought to be kept. And this man answers back almost with puzzlement, you might say. How could this be the case? I don't know if that's what you would say about him, but I do know he opened my eyes. And then as he speaks about this experience, his understanding of this, I like that word, solidified. His understanding is solidified to know more and more, with more and more certainty, who this one is. He wasn't a sinner by breaking man's version of the Sabbath, but he was, in fact, the one God had sent, the one who was doing the works of God, the one whom God hears, because he was showing the grace of God. He was showing the mercy of God to this man, and he was doing something miraculous that would be a sign to those who would be willing to believe. So we might develop these thoughts further from verse 24 on.
I was just going to say, I was thinking of the words of the Lord to his father concerning the works that he had done in many cities. When he would say that he thanks the Father that he's hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and he's revealed them unto babes. And here was one, as we've been saying, who's been gaining in his understanding of who the Lord Jesus was. And it was really as a result of the fact that the Lord Jesus has revealed himself. And so here was just a simple babe, one who would not understand much, but would just be able to say, as we've been saying, what had taken place in his heart and in his life, and he's able to give a clear testimony to them. So just how wonderful and marvelous it is that we who are just babes and not worthy of much, the Lord has revealed himself to us as well. And as a result, he expects that we too will have their testimony to the work that he's done in our lives as well.
Verse 25 is another step to this man's growth, isn't it? Because in verse 25, he could say, one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. And every one of us in this room, and that's, I'm sure it's by far the vast majority, can say the same thing. Once I was spiritually blind, but now I can see. And that's a powerful message. You know, you may not know very much about the scriptures. You may be young. You may not have studied much about the word. But if you have faith in the Lord Jesus, this is the one thing you can say. Once I didn't know him. Once I didn't know who he was. But now I can see. I have been given spiritual sight. He is my Lord and my Savior. Men and women are going to deny many things about you, but they can't deny when you say, this is the one thing I know. They can't deny that. You've received faith. That is a powerful message, really, but our lives must reflect that. We can't just say it with words. We must live it out in our actions. But here this man knew this one thing. And I say, if you don't know anything else, make sure you know this one thing. Once you were blind, but now you can see.
One of the things that security brings is confidence. Here we have a man that is confident. After all, the man was blind. Now he can see. So he had to have confidence in the one who gave him the sight. Before he said, as was mentioned, it's Jesus gave it. The man's name is Jesus. He's a prophet. But now he's confident to the fact where he's witnessing to these men. When he sat as a beggar, he would not have had any courage to do this. But this man, he says in verse 27, I told you already, and ye did not hear. Why do you desire to hear again? Do ye also wish to become his disciples? There's a confidence which caused him to witness for this man who had now caused him to see his sight. And so often, we say we have sight, but we are not confident. We are not secure so that we can tell others when they come up. Maybe we don't know the word. Maybe the spitting, as was you mentioned, Emil, the word coming out, really don't reach the heart where there is that change, where I can have that confidence. I just believe. Yes, I know I'm on my way to heaven, and that's it. But here we have a man who is confident that he's secured because the one with whom he had come in contact, the one who gave him his sight.